Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There was clearly a rift between whether it was ownership, the manager, something. We knew what was going on with Rafi Devers. I didn't think it was on the level of like what Jimmy Butler was dealing with in Miami. I didn't think it was that bad. Clearly, though, Devers felt some type of way. Like, and the petty nature. And when we got guys like Will Fleming, who is the Red Sox radio voice, saying he basically gave the middle finger to the Red Sox organization through that presser and after it, taking ground balls at first, that kind of opened my eyes to everything. And I am expecting maybe not to get the ball thrown at him, but there's going to be some chippiness this weekend. And I'm just saying, it could be very fun if it starts off with a home run tonight or something from one Rafi Devers, as Hayden Birdsong is going to be on the mound against Hunter Dobbins, who has a 3.74 ERA, 4-1 record on the season.
You know, it...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's very interesting to me how once the divorce happens, all the dirty laundry gets aired. There is a Belichick, Brady-like kind of animosity that I'm sensing, where it's like, oh, not only was this bad, this has been bad for a while, right? Like, clearly Brady and Belichick, the divorce was simmering for a long time.
Yeah. Well, we also kind of knew it, that there was that creative tension between them. And that Bill Belichick, again, that word, he lives off creative tension.
Sure.
Whether it's at the running back, whether it's in special teams, whether it's the quarterback. No one is above reproach when it comes to Bill Belichick, as he feels. He's like, the Jimmy Garoppolo angle and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the owner had to step in and say, yeah, you know, Tom's our guy going forward. Until the owner couldn't do that anymore, and Tom knew it was time to go, and he elected to leave and go to Tampa Bay. And then what does he do? He wins a Super Bowl there.
In year one.
In year one. And also, he beats you when you play the, when they play each other again, the Patriots, that is. I don't think he scored a touchdown, though, in that game, if I'm not mistaken. But they ended up having a game-winning drive, and Ryan Suckup, of all people, had the game-winning field goal in that one.
I think if Bill could go back in time, I think he'd retcon what he did at the end. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, if I'm Bill Belichick, I retcon a lot of things of what I've done in the last couple of years, to be honest with you.
Remember that Monday night game where they beat the Buffalo Bills with Mac Jones?
Yeah.
In the wind? And everyone's like, this is the greatest coaching game of all time.
He didn't throw it, right?
Boy, have we forgotten about that.
Well, Mac Jones.
I think it was three attempts.
Mac Jones is your boy, dude. And you're just waiting for Mac Jones to have his opportunity this year, aren't you?
Belichick, if Mac Jones somehow makes sweet music with Kyle Shanahan, very unlikely, somewhere Belichick's going to pop up in a podcast and be like, I knew it all along. If McDaniels doesn't leave. No, but like I think that Bill, given the information that he has today, would probably have done things a lot different.
I would say so. Pat Riley said that, too. Like, shortly after the whole divorce kind of happened between him and Jimmy Butler. Like, yeah, I could have handled things better. Yeah.
I think a lot of people, after things happen, they realize, all right, like, they were wrong, I was wrong, and, you know, we both have some things that we wish we would have done better.
When it gets good, though, is when they don't. Like, they still disagree with each other. Like, and hold those grudges for the
Montana.
Rest of their lives. Do you want Montana?
I think Montana is still, there's a big level of bitterness to this day about what went down.
I agree. John Gruden, right? With the Raiders at the time. Now he ended up coming back to coach the team. But at the time, he was traded, first of all, for a first round pick from the Raiders to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The two teams face each other the year after in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl, Joe.
I know.
And it was in California.
And he destroyed them.
And it just eviscerated them. Now there was so much baked into that game in itself. Bill Callahan not changing the plays or the play call verbiage, I guess. Tim Brown, I think it was like a decade ago or something, even said, he's like, I felt like my head coach sabotaged the team. And then he had to kind of like retcon. He's like, I didn't mean that. I was like, no, you kind of did, Tim. Like, you felt like you were own sabotaged. Jerry Rice was on that team, right?
So there was only blemish
right?
his whole career.
There were so many things baked into that one, right? I do think that's the ultimate revenge game moment. Like, the head coach that you traded away beats you, like, not just beats you, destroys you in a Super Bowl. And then the year after, you have Bill Callahan calling your team the dumbest team in America. Like, it was a bad look.
Pretty horrible look.
And I don't think Al Davis ever recovered from it. He didn't. The Raiders didn't. They still haven't recovered from that. It's bad. Even try to get those Gruden memories back. And, you know, John Gruden, I think they all forgot that he's like a horrible like draft evaluator. And he's a horrible decision maker when it comes to the management of the franchise. Not to say he's not a great, you know, personality, and he's fun. He's doing good stuff with Barstool. He's still fun to watch. And I do like him breaking down film. I think it's very interesting. But that's the one for me that I look back on. Here in the Bay, anyways, it's just like, wow, that's the ultimate FU I've ever seen in sports.
What about LeBron when he returned back to Cleveland when he was a part of the Heatles?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, I felt like we hyped that one up forever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 14 years ago now?
We've forgotten about it because he returned back to Cleveland. But, man, I thought that was no way repairing that relationship.
That, and then also...
It was December 2nd, 2010.
I like ones, too, where it's players sticking it to the league. Remember the Deflategate thing?
Oh, and how could I forget?
Listen, talk about the dumbest things and most wasted energy in our lives. The whole Deflategate scandal, quote unquote, stupidest thing we've had to talk about forever. Brady's suspended for what, 4 games? So Jimmy gets to play, Jacoby Brissett gets to play, and then Brady comes back, and what do? They won the Super Bowl. And then who has to hand him the MVP trophy? Roger Goodell. And how great did that feel for Tom, for Brady, for Robert Kraft?
How many journalists were like, this is going to ruin his entire career. Deflategate, we don't even think about it.
Stupid. We think Spygate.
Yeah,
we think Spygate.
Marshall Faulk still crying somewhere about Spygate.
Marshall Faulk. What's that guy doing? 888-957-9570.
He had a lot of indictments.
A lot of indictments. By the way, Bontale joining us in the studio today, as he does each and every Friday. And we will talk about the Red Sox aspect of all this. We are going to be listening, and we are going to be petty like Rafi Devers was, And we are going to be tasting some tears of Boston sports media today, Joe, at some point, because...
Oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness.
Oh, they're so yummy in my tummy. Shout out South Park and Eric Cartman. Talk about greatest sitcom characters of all time. Eric Cartman's in the top five.
How about when Russell Wilson got traded to the Broncos? And then they played each other week one. And Seattle, it was like life and death for Seattle. Remember that week one game?
Geno Smith.
They wrote me and I didn't write back.
It was a great line, though.
Or they wrote me off and I didn't write back.
It was a great line.
It was an all-time line. And I just remember that was one of the more fun nights in the last, what, 6 or 7 years in the NFL and regular season?
I remember we were all watching it via, like, the Manning cast, too.
Was it?
Shannon Sharp, I think, was on it.
That's
obviously former Denver Bronco, right? And he had a vested interest in that game. And they, like Nate Hackett and them, like, botched the entire ending sequence.
Well, I think about that, and the reason why I bring that up.
Worst coach ever, right? Nate Hackett. It's him or Urban Meyer.
I mean.
In NFL history.
Tom Sula and Chip Kelly on line one and two.
That's true. Tom did win his first game, though. Tommy Sula, I'm saying. A little running, a little throwing.
I think they beat the Vikings in black uniforms, and Carlos Hyde went for like 250. Look that up.
And the amount of Niner fans are probably saying.
Carlos Hyde.
Were you drinking the Kool-Aid?
Well, I drafted Carlos Hyde in every fantasy league like 3 straight years.
That spin he had in that game was all time.
I think he had like 3 or 4 touchdowns. Look at that.
Shanahan can't beat the Vikings.
That's true. Jim Tom Sula. Hey, go to the bullpen.
We beat
bring
them
in Tom
playoffs.
Sula for one game.
Yeah, they got that one playoff win. That's true.
Yeah, yeah. When Stephon Diggs got
it's
that.
It's in Minnesota touchdown. They can't win.
I got to look that up, that Tom Sula thing. Now I'm intrigued.
Actually, no, they beat him in the regular season within the last couple of years, too, I remember.
It's Kirk Cousins that specifically had the Kirk Cousins game. That might have been the revenge game against Shanahan.
Right? Kirk Clutchins is what they call him in that one.
Yeah. No, but I was thinking about the Russell Wilson thing, and the reason why I bring that up is because, you know, that is it's a cautionary tale for this Devers thing.
Mm.
Everybody out of Seattle hated Russell Wilson's guts, and we kind of heard more and more and more and more and more after he got moved.
Well, it wasn't just, like, because it's one thing if it's, you know, media saying it, and I'm not hearing from, like, executives, but when, like, all-time players of the franchise are saying it, that does hold a little weight, Joe. As we're kind of talking about this past week, when it comes to Johnny Damon, all-time Red Sox, Jonathan Papelbon, say what you will about him, he's an all-time Red Sox. He's a Red Sox a Wall of Fame guy. He is. You know, but there are those like Manny Ramirez saying like, hey, like, get off my guy's back. Like leave this guy alone.
They were mad at Manny for a long time.
They were.
Boston.
They were.
So like, I know that they could say whatever they want today.
But Pedro Martinez also kind of had Devers back in all this too.
Another guy who left angry.
He did.
From Boston.
Absolutely.
So, but I guess where I'm going with this is
But I was going to liken it because Marshawn came out and it unequivocally was basically like bashing. And same with Richard Sherman. They did not like mess with Russell Wilson at all. They didn't even, Marshawn couldn't even get Russell Wilson's phone number. Russell Wilson wouldn't give him his phone number.
Don't they all feel validated 3-4 years later?
Of course they do.
Right? Like, I think we all look at Russell Wilson with a side eye.
We do. Dude, I think he played himself out of the Hall of Fame.
That is insane.
I think he, no, legitimately. How,
that is insane.
This last iteration of Russell Wilson has tarnished his legacy as far as I'm concerned. Just the play on the field.
I think everything. He's the New York Giants quarterback this year.
Well, it's going to be Jackson Dart or Jameis Winston.
No, but just think about that. And he signed one of the largest contracts at the time in the NFL. And the Broncos couldn't wait to get rid of him, too.
And they took their lumps the last couple of years, but not last year. They made the playoffs, obviously. But prior to that, Sean Payton coming in, cleaning house. He was the no-nonsense guy that they needed. And it was clear Sean Payton did not like him at all.
So where I'm going at with this is that, like, one of two things is going to happen here. It feels like one, Rafi Devers is beloved and plays well, and teammates in San Francisco love him, and we move on, and none of the stuff from Boston factors into what's happening here at all. Or the other element happens: all the same stuff permeates over here, and we're singing a different tune in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I don't know which. I feel like we're going to get the version where everybody's kumbaya, but you just never know.
You never know with these. And listen, I do think what Will Fleming was telling us yesterday on the River Islands guest line about the certain expectations that the Red Sox have of Devers when it comes to being that guy and showing up to these kind of events, whether it be FanFest, whether it's just doing an after-the-game interview if you hit a walk-off home run. I do think that kind of wore on the organization because they're looking around now. I don't have Chris Sale. I don't have Mookie Betts. I don't have Xander Bogaerts anymore.
Or my fan base loving me.
Or my fan, like, we invested hundreds of millions of dollars into this player. They're just looking around like, the least you can do is some of these things, right? None of them? None of them at all? I do think here in San Francisco, the expectations are like, that's fine. We got Matt Chapman to do these things. We got Willie Adames to do these things. Jung-Hoo Lee, like people like him, right? Logan Webb, as we've read. That's fine. You don't have to be that face here. Yeah. But if he's going to continue to, if he like struggles and the batting average isn't very good and the pop isn't very good, and then you start looking at spot track and you start looking at all those numbers, like, all right, dude, like, come on. You got to be doing some other stuff now.
Joe, having hung out in Boston multiple times on a Friday night.
Look at that drop. Huge. On a Friday night. Wow.
When this game starts and its first pitch at 7:15 local, it's going to be 10:15 in Boston.
Oh, they're going to be deep already.
Oh, my God. And when the Giants run out of the dugout and Devers goes to first base, their heads are going to explode. They're all going to be tuned into this game, and their heads are going to be exploding. I'm here for it. I'm ready for it. I can't wait for it to happen, and I am just fascinated as to what the reaction is going to be and the fallout from this weekend. Can this guy find a groove?
Oh, they got a heat wave coming up in Boston, too. I'm just looking at their weather for some reason. I just looked up Boston.
Sundress
and, conditions. No. Well, that means they're going to be inside watching games, and they're going to be watching the Boston Red Sox. And hopefully, they're going to watch them getting swept, and we can drink, again, all those tears.
Oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness.
I cannot get enough of that drop. It's so good. I felt like that every single time I would like play my little brother in a game and I'd beat him in something, whether it's Call of Duty, whether it's, you know, just out of the backyard playing like kickball or something. And then Mikey just gets all butt hurt and I'm just like,
oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness.
And then you hear mom saying, stop picking on your brother.
Speaking of sad people, I want to hear from all the Boston people leading up to this game to kind of set the tone for what, like, I'm going to the game tonight. I'm fired up. This is going to be great.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.